Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
The hospitals are closing. The hospitals are closing. The hospitals are closing. The not-so-chicken little John Tester, his campaign purchased this advertisement in a lot of the weekly small-town newspapers across Montana. And boy, is that now backfiring. Yeah, I had messages from our listeners. I think Bill out in Miles City sent me a message. Oh, yeah, they bought a full-page ad in the newspaper in Miles City. Ah, the hospital's going to close. The hospital's going to close. Apparently, they did a similar deal in the Flathead. They did the same thing in the newspaper in Lewistown, Montana. The hospitals are closing. The hospitals are closing. The hospitals are closing. Now, these were not Chicken Little type of alerts that went out, just a, 2-3 years ago. They were real world concerns, because you remember the COVID mandates, the vaccine mandates, all these BS lockdowns that John Tester and the Democrats were forcing across America. They actually were threatening hospitals. There actually were rural healthcare facilities that were raising those alarms, raising those red flags. And there were nursing homes that were getting shut down because of the BS lockdowns and the BS mandates that the Democrats were supporting. But now, like, the hospital's like, no, we're not shutting down. No, we're not at threat of shutting down right now. Of course, we might be short on some supplies because of all the inflation going on right now and the train wreck that is our national economy. But no, we're not at threat of shutting down. This caught my eye last night. In fact, I shared this x.com/Aaron Flint. You can find it. Probably the easiest way to find it here. But the hospital in Lewistown, Montana, the Central Montana Medical Center, basically called out John Tester for lying. Here's what they wrote. CMMC is not closing and did not run or endorse the ad campaign being currently run in our local paper. The organization, Montanans for Tester, have been running a campaign advertisement in the Lewistown News Argus and other statewide publications stating that candidate for U.S. Senate Tim Sheehy has a health care plan that would close rural hospitals across the state, including CMMC. These are third-party ads that are not coordinated with nor endorsed by the hospitals named in the ad. Montanans for Tester is responsible for the content of their ads. Anyway, they close by saying this: our hospital is not at threat of closure. CMMC remains ready to provide vital healthcare services to the communities that we serve. And then a tipster sent me a similar alert that was sent out by Logan Healthcare in Kalispell as well, to their, I think, employees and others. Bottom line is this: John Tester will lie about anybody, and he doesn't care if it hurts your local hospital in the process. The NRA is going after the F-rated John Tester as they back Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy in the critical U.S. Senate race here in Montana. Plus, the spouse of a wounded Billings police officer calling out Tester for false claims and says that she and her husband do not endorse Tester. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We've got both of those stories and much more. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Make sure you get our notifications on the Montana Talks app as well.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, this is yet another story that will either get downplayed or outright ignored by most of the Montana media. You watch. You just watch. It's going to be very similar to the student athletes at the University of Montana. Remember that that incredible young lady that we had on this show? She broke the story on our Montana Talks website, where basically this dark money group was that's working to get John Tester reelected to the United States Senate this November. They were offering paid political endorsements to student athletes here in Montana to endorse John Tester. And yet these female student athletes in particular at the University of Montana campus, and by the way, hats off to the folks at the University of Montana Athletics Department all around, because let's just say I've heard some good things from that young lady, Lily Meskers, who broke the story. She said she is getting a lot of support from her friends inside UM Athletics in Missoula. So very, very glad to hear those reports from her. But anyway, these female student athletes rejected a paid endorsement of John Tester because he voted against them. He voted against women's sports. He voted to allow men into girls' locker rooms. He voted to allow men to take away their opportunities in women's sports. So why would they even take a paid political endorsement? Now, almost the entire Montana media has deliberately ignored that story. Even the very same TV reporters who went to the University of Montana, who were journalism students at the University of Montana, just like her, they're ignoring her story to protect liberal Senator John Tester. Now, finally, I think KPAX TV out of Missoula finally did a story about paid political endorsements of student athletes. But you read through the thing and it's like, oh, they wrote this whole story to provide cover for the Democrats. They didn't even interview the female student athletes. Why would you do a story about paid political endorsements for student athletes being offered up and not interview any of the student athletes? I mean, especially the young lady who actually wrote the story. Instead, they interviewed, you know, Ellie Hill, the Democrat lawmaker from Missoula. They interviewed a couple of, I mean, like, what are you doing? Obviously, you're trying to, you know, write this story on a Friday night and say, oh, yeah, we did a story. We did a story. No, you totally dodged the story, and you're continuing to cover for liberal Senator John Tester. So they totally ignored that story. Well, you watch as they either outright ignore or straight up downplay this story. So Logan Health in Kalispell, and then, of course, they've got other Logan Health clinics across, you know, the Golden Triangle, North Central, Northwest Montana. But they also basically sent out a note to their employees. Today, we learned that a political campaign in Montana has run campaign advertisements across the state stating that rural hospitals throughout the state would be closed. It is important that our staff and community understand that our hospital is not at immediate threat of closure. We are here, we are open, and we remain ready to serve our communities. Those ads were not coordinated with nor endorsed by the hospital or hospitals named in the ad. So that was the message sent out by Logan Health in Kalispell. And as I told you, the Central Montana Medical Center in Lewistown basically called out liberal Senator John Tester for lying. And you watch, this story is going to be ignored or downplayed. If the Lee newspaper's state capitol bureau decides to do a story on this, they'll figure out how to spin it, how to twist it into Tester's favor, if they even cover it at all. The TV stations, yeah, Color 8, KTVQ, Nonstop Local, whatever you call yourselves, Wake Up Montana, every single one of you guys who constantly go with any storyline that John Tester has you run with. Will you cover this story? Why have you still refused to cover this story about, you know, the University of Montana student athletes. Why have you refused to do the story about John Tester voting against women's sports, voting to allow men into girls' locker rooms? Why do you, every single one of you, continue to refuse to ask tough questions of Liberal Senator John Tester? Is it the money? Is it the money that you get off of these political campaigns? Are you bought and paid for? Or are you just partisan hack Democrats that want to see John Tester remain in power, that want to see our southern border continue to flee wide open? And I mean, really, it's a little bit of both. You get paid and you get to push your partisan political agenda at the exact same time. But no, you just watch as they ignore this story. We are entering the silly season. It's after Labor Day. The election's right around the corner. The polling has been very bad for flip-flop, flat-top. The AARP, which is a left-wing lobby organization, even they released a poll. I saw this. I saw that they were going to be releasing their poll results last week, and I kind of rolled my eyes when I first saw the press release. I was like, oh, yeah, here we go. A poll from the AARP. Here we go. And then the poll results came out, and even the left-wing AARP released a poll showing John Tester losing to Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy 49-41%. And so anyway, something big is happening in Montana, and that's why Schumer, Tester, and the liberal media is getting so desperate.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we should have any second now. We should have Jeff Manasso with Fox News Radio joining us. But just for a quick few minutes, we'll always get a great update from Jeff Manasso. He's one of the great reporters for Fox News Radio. And then after that, we'll have the phone lines open for the rest of the morning. Phone lines will be open for you and whatever you want to talk about here on Montana Talks. 406-294-0970 is, of course, the number. But the story we're going to be talking about with Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio is a story that has been a big story, but it's a big story that hasn't been covered, frankly, by most in the national media, by most in the so-called mainstream media. And we all know why, because to them, the invasion of migrants on a small town in Ohio, they don't care. It's not a big story to them. People dying in that small town because of migrants, that's not a story to most in the national media. But then we had the big debate the other night between President Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. And President Trump brought this story up and put national attention on this story in Springfield, Ohio. And now all of a sudden the media is clutching their pearl. A lot in the media, and the liberal media in particular, have been clutching their pearls. How dare Donald Trump suggest that these migrants are eating animals in Springfield, Ohio. Anyway, a couple of big updates regarding Springfield, Ohio. Jeff Manasso now with us with the latest news. Jeff, thanks for your time.
Hey, my friend, good morning. So, yeah, the state of Ohio is sending state troopers and millions of dollars in resources after the Biden administration sent some 20,000 Haitian migrants to Springfield. This is a city of a population of about 59,000, or that was 59,000. Now that's grown to about 80,000, adding about 20,000 migrants. So the population has since grown by almost one third. They don't have enough apartments. They don't have enough housing to be able to do that, but yet it's happened. And so the influx is creating a strain on local systems, healthcare, schools. There's reports of lots of car crashes. And traffic issues. I think that's what the state patrol is going to kind of focus on. The story is that we're getting from the ground on the ground is that, you know, migrants are driving cars and they shouldn't be, and they don't understand street signs and they're crashing. There was a death of an 11-year-old boy last year after an immigrant crashed into a school bus, and so that was an issue as well. So, at a city meeting last week, residents complained of people hitting other Haitians hitting people with cars. And Governor Mike DeWine says that at this point he's gotten zero indication that the federal government is working on a plan to help. Remember, not just Springfield, but cities and small towns across the country, immigrants are being bused in or shipped in the dead of night. And there's no communication. You wake up the next morning, the next day, after weeks and months, and you've got this massive problem. And I think what's frustrating to most Americans is when you see these videotaped town hall meetings and residents are complaining and you've got these board members just staring at them like, you know, what are you talking about? There's no issue. But the thing is that they are on video. We've seen distraught residents like 64-year-old Lisa Hayes, who claimed she's being bullied at grocery stores by migrants. Another resident says migrants are crowding public areas and again hitting people with cars. Another hearing in Springfield, a woman named Noelle said she doesn't feel safe there anymore as migrants are camping out, littering on her yard, and bullying her. She's begging the city council to give her a reason not to move from the city that she loves. Other residents have on camera and on social media and to some news outlets said that cats, dogs, ducks, geese are being abducted and eaten. And while the city manager and the mayor say that those are just rumors, with no confirmed reports. The state attorney general, Dave Yost, Republican, he has confirmed not only that that is happening, but that there's recorded police calls from witnesses who saw immigrants capturing geese as food in Springfield, along with police reports. He's, of course, blasting the media for covering it up. Communicable diseases, tuberculosis, HIV, skyrocketing in Springfield. Local schools have struggled to keep up with a surge of students who don't know English, and again, rents have also skyrocketed, in some cases doubled, because there's a lack of housing. Yost says that Springfield has lost control. The governor's sending in resources. Lieutenant Governor John Husted blames the Biden-Harris administration for shipping migrants without communications to residents, and the mayor and the city manager say all is well. So nothing is real anymore, my friend.
Yeah, it's crazy. What's also crazy about this, and I think a couple of other things that I heard, is that now the governor is basically sending millions of dollars down to Springfield, Ohio, to try to help them weather this storm, this influx, this invasion, as some might put it. And then he's also sending down an influx of state troopers to deal with all the traffic problems that are here. What's amazing about all this is that I know somebody like you reports the news and reports the facts, but the rest of the mainstream media would never even be reporting on Springfield, Ohio, unless it came up in the presidential debate the other night. And the same media that is clutching their pearls over the cats and dogs accusation apparently didn't even bother to report on the women and the children that are being murdered by illegal aliens elsewhere across the country, or talking about all the problems, including the deaths that have occurred in Springfield from the migrants there.
Well, it's a real problem, and it is the number one issue that voters are going to be taking with them to the polls. It's the cost of living, and it is the illegal immigration crisis that continues to unfold and continues to compound and getting worse as the days and weeks and months go by. And I'm not in the business of giving you my opinion, but you know, there is a lack of reporting on it, and you can decide for yourself on why. We just give you both sides on what we're hearing. I haven't been to Springfield. I'd love to go to Springfield, but you know, these major outlets that are telling you that this is not happening, they're just using, you know, canned responses or statements from a city manager. You know, perhaps they can do some journalism and get on the ground and actually talk to people like others are.
That's right.
And to say that it's actually, you know, that this is actually happening. And so,
grab the 911 audio tapes, grab the city commission video testimony where people are on camera testifying to this. Now, if you want to use some canned response from a city manager to say, well, this is what the city says, we'll do it. But that's part of telling the whole story. Well, Jeff Manasa, we appreciate you telling the full story for us here this morning, as always. Thanks so much for your time.
You got it, my friend. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. 406-294-0970, the number for you, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app as well. Yeah, that was, of course, my rant yesterday, is that, well, you got all the, you know, the fake news media clutching their pearls. You had this, how do you pronounce his name? David Muir. I mean, it'd be Muir. This is David Muir. But no, it's he's one of these elitist journalists at ABC Fake News. So it's however he pronounces his name. The Babylon Bee nailed it, though. This was their satirical headline yesterday. Media assures Americans that migrants haven't killed any cats, just women and children. Let's see, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. We got Bob in Lewistown next up on the phone lines. Bob, thanks for the call.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, doing great.
Hey, just on a whim, I was driving back to Lewistown, and I called Hester's office just to ask about those hospital ads, and it turned into a pretty hilarious phone call. You know, obviously they said they had nothing to do with those ads and all this stuff, and they have no control over what other people put out and all this nonsense. But then I just started asking the staffer who I was talking with, and he said, well, it's office policy where they're not allowed to give their names. Then I just started asking, what's John Tester's net worth right now? Well, it's office policy not to talk about financial situations.
including the $35 trillion national debt that he is mostly responsible for, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm very interested in how he, you know, the folks up in Big Sandy are talking about him being worth $50 million. I don't know what he's worth, but it's way more than what he went there with, because I know he's worth, I think he was $400,000 in the hole from what I remember when he went in on his farm. But, you know, it's just funny that you call your representative's office and it's their policy not to tell you anything. And that's got to tell you a whole bunch right there.
Yeah, well, and I mean, in their defense, and, you know, I'm not one to jump at defending old flip-flop flat-top, but in the defense of his staff, yeah, the official staff can't talk about campaign stuff and vice versa, but they can talk about, you know, health care policy, rural health care policy, et cetera. Now, most of them are just there to gather your input and then pass it along and then send you a form letter a few months down the road. Yeah. Bob, what's most interesting to me, in fact, I just pulled it up. The Central Montana Medical Center in Lewistown has a foundation, and I just pulled up their website. You can donate to their foundation. Why would anybody donate to the foundations of these hospitals if they think these hospitals are in jeopardy of being shut down? And that's what that again goes to the point that I'm making here, is that John Tester doesn't care if he harms your local hospital and their fundraising efforts, because John Tester only cares about John Tester, and John Tester only cares about being reelected. So he will harm anybody in any business and hospital in the process.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, this just came in. I was trying to think. Last week, wasn't there another one of these outfits that changed the rating in the U.S. Senate race here in Montana? It wasn't Cook Political Report at the time. Which one was it? I know I saw it on X, and I tweeted it out about a week ago. Now I got to go find it. But this just came in here. In fact, I spoke with Montana Senator Steve Daines about this earlier this morning. I should try to snag that audio for you for the 9 o'clock hour of the show. But this morning, the Cook Political Report moved the Montana Senate race from toss-up to leans Republican. This means Republicans are now favored to retake the Senate majority. That's what the National Republican Senatorial Committee had to say here. The rating change comes as an overwhelming number of polls continue to show Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy leading what the NRC refers to as liberal swamp politician John Tester. NRSC spokeswoman Maggie Aboud says after almost 18 years in Washington, Montanans are fed up with two-faced Tester pretending to be a moderate in Montana while voting with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in D.C. This is yet another recognition of just the incredible job that Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy is doing in this race back here in Montana. And I think a sign that, Montanans, like they pointed out, they're finally seeing through John Tester's liberal BS and this phony, oh, I'm just a farmer shtick. They're seeing through it. And certainly we know that the folks in Big Sandy, John Tester's supposed hometown, they see through it because, man, we had a big event there when we've been traveling the state, and they saw right through it, and they want him gone. Because he is not representing them. In fact, he's harming this country right now. I think that's another sign that Montana is moving in the right direction. And that's why you're seeing the increased desperation from the liberal media, the increased desperation from John Tester's campaign. I also think Jed Link pointed this out. Jed Link, he's a Montana native. He used to work for former Congressman Denny Rehberg back in the day. But when I shared this story about the Central Montana Medical Center in Lewistown speaking out, basically calling out John Tester for lying about these rural health clinics, think about how significant that is. Think about how symbolic that is, that a small town hospital would have the courage to call out a sitting United States senator. I think the reason they have the courage to call out a sitting United States senator is because I think they know that he is on his way out. And I think that's why more and more folks now should feel encouraged and emboldened to stop feeling intimidated by the liberal media. Don't feel intimidated by liberal Senator John Tester. Just like this hospital, you can now speak out. You can now call the guy out because you don't have to fear of losing this funding or that funding or whatever because you've agitated a sitting United States senator that currently holds the Senate majority, because we are going to take away Chuck Schumer's Senate majority this November. You're going to do it. You're not going to take this race for granted. You're not going to fall into this liberal phony media BS where they very clearly attack Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy and they do whatever they can to protect and promote liberal Senator John Tester. The good news is that the fake news media is losing power. Just like John Tester and Chuck Schumer are going to lose power this November, so many people in the fake news media are losing power as well. They don't have the viewers they once had. They don't have the readers they once had. And yet, even still, even as they lose TV viewers, even as they lose newspaper readers, they continue down the same path. They continue to bash Colstrip. They continue to promote John Tester. They continue to ignore the stories that actually matter. But Jed Link said this. If nonprofits, this was via X, if nonprofits, businesses, etc., are risking pushback against an incumbent senator who treats access like a mafia boss treats protection, it's a pretty significant sign that there is blood in the water and Tester's political back is broken. He has ruled by fear. They aren't afraid. Anyway, I thought that was a powerful point that my friend Jed Link had made there. All right, let's go to Willie in the Paradise Valley next up on the phone lines. Willie, good to hear from you.
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to, I know other people have been calling in and before too, but we definitely, even though not to give the other side any ammunition, but I visited with a couple of elderly friends here the other day, and, you know, this BS about Tester and the Medicare and all that, and Tim Sheehy, where there's all these negative ads, you still need to get out and visit with your older people that are shut-ins maybe, or just watch glued to the fake news on TV, because people are still getting conned into this deal. So it's our duty to, I think, to get on there and to, or to go talk to these people so they know exactly what's going on, because they're, you know, the same old playbook with the Democrats is we're going to take away your Social Security and your Medicare and all that stuff. And it is somewhat working, I think, but not to the extent I hope that it's going to keep him in power. But we still need to be sensitive and go talk to our neighbors and stuff and just tell them the truth so they can feel confident to go ahead and put the X in there for Tim Sheehy.
No, you're exactly right. And that's why, you know, temper whatever optimism I share, because, you know, one point that Senator Steve Daines made earlier this morning is, yes, the excitement, the optimism, and the enthusiasm, but the increased desperation from the Democrats, from the media, and others, they're going to throw everything they got. They're going to continue to throw everything they got at Tim Sheehy, and so it's up to us to get the truth out there, because you're right, there are some people that will fall for it, and the race is not over. Now is when the work really begins.
Yep. Thanks, Eric.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for the call. Yeah, great to hear from you, and yeah, I'll see if we can cue up some of that audio from what Senator Steve Daines had to say earlier this morning as the news had just come out about that Cook Political Report ratings change in that race. And that's why I think, you know, like what Willie mentioned there. And by the way, Willie, it was great seeing you at Yellowstone Sporting Goods here recently for our live show. It was great to meet you in person. But that point that he made about, look, there are still people, go talk, especially to those folks, you know, it, who are shut-ins, maybe in a senior living center or whatever, because, you know, they might be fed all sorts of misinformation or straight-up lies about Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. And so that's why this op-ed that Tim Sheehy wrote is so spot on. He talked about, look, Tester is the only candidate in this race who supported slashing Social Security benefits, cutting Medicare up to $716 billion, and raiding Social Security and Medicare accounts to pay for reckless spending and the Biden-Harris Tester illegal immigrant invasion. I think if that's the one thing, this is just my thoughts, I think if there is one thing you can leave with those senior citizens that you get out there and talk to, tell them that line that I just shared with you, but then add this. John Tester is giving your money to illegal aliens and all of these folks from all these other countries, and you're paying for it. Heck, Corey Willis, I got a note from him earlier this morning. He's got several kids. He's going to be fighting in the Fusion fights on Friday night in Billings, by the way. Looking forward to seeing Corey Willis step back into the octagon for the Fusion fights Friday night. But he said he had to go grab a quick gallon of milk this morning. $7 for a quick gallon of milk. It's crazy. All right, let's go to Ted, south of Olney. Ted, thanks for the call.
Hey, Aaron, thanks for taking my call. I mostly have a question instead of a comment, but, you know, flip-flop, flat-top John Tester was bragging a number of months ago about all this money that he's obtained for Montana to improve their digital internet infrastructure. And I'm just curious if any of your listeners know if there's a single project or a single improvement that's been made for internet access throughout Montana since he made that claim.
Well, you know, some of that is happening right now. Yeah, you'll see some of the groundwork being done. But the real problem is here is look at how much money was spent. The money that ended up driving up inflation. And is Montana going to get a little bit of that? Yeah, we'll get a little bit of that. But we'll get that money whether John Tester is in office after November or not, so you can still vote to get rid of him. But look at how much of that money went to illegal aliens and all these other countries.
turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
How is it possible for ABC to have a debate with two presidential candidates and not ask the one candidate that supports taxpayer-funded sex change surgeries for illegal immigrants and convicts to not come up as a big issue? How is it that they never really push to get the answer? Do you support any restriction on late-term abortion? You didn't get an answer. How does she get away? Donald Trump did hold her accountable to this. On day one, I'm going to fight inflation and immigration. Not a single question about raising corporate taxes, wealth taxes, estate taxes, capital gains taxes, unrealized capital gains taxes. All of these issues didn't come up last night. How are the American people served by this debate?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
War, inflation, and recession. Did you know that experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can potentially even guard you against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming, which is what we're all worried about. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks, they just keep buying gold at a record pace. It's Linda here. Join me and thousands of people who have called Goldco the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D. Do it today. You can't wait.
206-201-6263.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Man, I can't believe the time is so quickly passing us by. Luckily, we got another hour yet to go. We'll have phone lines open in the 9 o'clock hour as well, 406-294-0970. And then I want to start the 9 o'clock hour by playing that Robbie Starbuck audio. Man, that is a must-see. You'll be able to hear it, but you got to see this video where he goes after John Tester, attacking a great Montana business. And again, in line with this idea that Tester will attack anyone or anything, and he doesn't care who he harms in the process. You think John Tester cares if he is harming reservations and Native Americans in Montana right now? Do you think John Tester cares if he is harming them? Of course not. He hasn't given adequate federal law enforcement support to our reservations in the last 3.5 years. He's flooded the reservations with Mexican drug cartel meth and fentanyl and crime and operatives. Do you think John Tester cares if he's making you look bad right now? John Tester cares about himself. He will harm your local hospital. He will harm your Indian reservation. He will harm your firefighting business. He doesn't care. He will do whatever he thinks it is going to take to desperately save his power in the United States Senate. Let's go to Scott in Columbia Falls. Scott, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
It's good to have you back.
Hey, it's great to be back. Yeah, I appreciate it.
I want to talk about John Tester. All these fake Republicans that are bought off standing there saying they're voting for John Tester. Well, they're all idiots. I'm sorry.
He can have those guys. The guys I've seen on that list, you can take them. It's like Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney back in Kamala Harris. You can have Liz Cheney, Kamala. You can take Dick Cheney with you now, too. What a sellout. Did that guy ever have a principled stand, or was he just in it? Pathetic. You can take Mark Grosco. You can take Bill Brown. You can take the rest of them. Those people sold their state out for money.
Yes, sir. On the stupid part, a Republican would never vote for a Democrat, because Trump will never have a chance if you got a Democrat Senate. How stupid are you? That's my opinion. And the nurse that says all the medical hospitals are all closing because of Sheehy. Well, Tim Sheehy hasn't even been there. It's all on John Tester.
Well,
that's all I have to say.
Well, all right. Well, you know, I'll focus on his bad policies. Although I do think, you know, it's usually, you know, we try to talk policy and not, you know, personality, et cetera. But I do think with John Tester, I think, you know, he still tries to call himself a dirt farmer. He is a dirt peddler. And with these disgusting attacks on your local hospitals, with these disgusting attacks against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, the fact that he has never once said thanks for your service to Tim or Carmen Sheehy, Tim's wife Carmen, she served as a Marine. He's not a dirt farmer. He's a dirt bag. And you hate to say that about anybody, because there's a lot of Democrats that I've gotten to talk with over the years that we disagree on policy, not all policies, but we disagree on a lot of the major policy issues of the day. But they're still good people that you can have a good conversation with. I've even got really crazy liberal friends that are just, way far out there, right? And you can still go have a beverage with them at the end of the day. John Tester has repeatedly shown that he is not a dirt farmer. He is living high on the hog back in Washington, D.C., racking up $1.2 million at fancy Washington, D.C. restaurants. He's number one in lobbyist cash. That guy will say and do anything and trash anybody to protect his own political power. And so as much as you hate to say it about anybody, he's a straight-up dirtbag. Somebody needs to say it. He's not a nice guy. Don't believe that BS.